tukitafuta award winning artist
yes.
kwa muda, lakini tumeweza kumpata sasa hivi na tuko tayari kuweza kuongea naye. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Hi Anya, how are you?
Very well.
Would you like to say hi to Radio Maisha listeners when they are listening to you right now?
Radio Maisha.
You're a good student. Karibu Radio Maisha. Tell us, how is Nigeria?
Nigeria is very fine. We can get.
Yeah.
We're getting ready for our election, so everybody's focused.
We want to ask you about this issue that has been, Jaguar actually mentioned this. I was actually there at the awards when he mentioned that, when he released his song and he sent it over to you in Nigeria and you never spread it to other radio stations for play, airplay. That was the video actually.
I want to play that,
yeah?
You come to Nigeria right now.
Yeah.
Falcon Soul featuring Yaya is number two on the biggest radio station in Nigeria. That's the Beat 99.9 FM.
Wow.
On the top 10 countdown. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
That's because when South East came to Nigeria, we asked them to go and do, we asked them to go door to door to go their promotion.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
Because it's like when you're married and your wife is not there.
Yeah.
That there's no home.
True.
You know, so it's like having a song playing and they never see you. So when they came, they did their PR in December.
Yeah.
Right now, that song is number two on the top 10 Nigeria and top 10 Africa.
Wow.
Now, when Jaguar came to Nigeria, I asked him, I said, go and introduce yourself to the radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
I did the same thing for Diamond. When Diamond came, we gave him somebody from our team
mm-hmm.
that took him around and introduced him to radio and TV.
Mm-hmm.
And his song started playing, his song became one of the biggest songs in Nigeria. That's because he was moving from one point to the other to promote himself. So when Jaguar came, after we shot the video and everything, I told him, it would be wise to go to radio and introduce yourself. Go to media and introduce yourself. So that when I'm talking to them, I don't sound strange.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a song with me, the song is also going to be big. But also, this radio and TV, they need to know you. They need to know of you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it won't go. He said, it's not music that pays him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And all these things he's saying right now is because of pride. So, I don't know if Jaguar was expecting me to come and sit down here and do his job for him.
Ish.
You know what I mean? If I come to Kenya,
yeah.
If I come to Kenya, I'll go to radio stations.
Uh-huh.
And introduce, oh, I'm here, yeah, in the country, I'm doing radio interviews.
Uh-huh.
Jaguar never did one for over 10 days he stayed in Nigeria.
Not even one?
Not even one. Not even TV, not radio, no newspaper interviews. And
wow.
When he said, I told him, Kenya is not Nigeria. Kenya is home for you.
Uh-huh.
Nigeria, you're a visitor. You know, you need to make yourself comfortable by the radios and TVs and everybody knowing that you are around.
Mm-hmm.
He never went for one. I kept quiet because, you know, you can only advise somebody something and expect them to take it and do it that way. I have my career too to worry about.
True.
Pushing Jaguar song will not affect me negatively, it will affect me positively.
Okay.
The song has been submitted to radio. If you come to Nigeria,
yeah.
If it was a video call or something, if I have your email, I can send you screen bunch of Twitter accounts of different radio stations that are playing Kenya music, Jaguar's music. They are playing Jaguar's 1 centimeter remix. So 1 centimeter, the original one. You know, like if you ask Diamond, when Diamond came to Nigeria. Before they started pushing the 1 centimeter remix, they started playing the original one. Because you need to allow Nigerians to know that there was actually an original version
uh-huh.
of this song. So now I see the 1 centimeter original one, I see it on TV. Even Jaguar sent me something on WhatsApp the other day and showed that they are playing 1 centimeter, the main one.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, listen, you've already gone to your people and made them feel that I'm a bad person. You know, Nigerians are the most welcoming in the world. I'll tell you that.
Okay, that is not Ianya, that is not the perception that the Kenyans are getting right now. And we're very happy that you were able to clarify.
If Kenyans can hear me now,
yeah.
If Kenyans can hear me now, I'll tell them something. There's any African artist that comes. See,
yeah.
Don't forget, yeah, if your president is contesting an election with another person, both of them are Kenyans.
Yeah.
And they have the love for the country in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
But the only difference is they're in different parties.
Mm-hmm.
So now, it's the same thing with how come Diamond has not complained about Yaya? South East Zone has not complained about Yaya? It's Jabba that's complaining. Jabba is rude and proud.
What?
That's why I'm talking. Jabba is very rude and proud.
Oh my God. Okay. We don't want
to. I'll tell you guys. I'm trying to use him to blow in East Africa. I'm already an established artist that everybody in East Africa knows that. I never charged Jabba one cover to do a collaboration with him.
Not one cover.
The song I like, I didn't charge him nothing. I didn't charge him anything to do the collaboration. For the video shoot, I styled myself. I paid for my styling. I didn't ask him to give me any money for styling. I styled myself. The day we shot that video, I came from straight from the airport. And when I came back from the video shoot at 5 a.m.
Wow. Okay, Ianya.
I didn't get to my house.
Ianya.
I did a lot of sacrifices for him. If he can go ahead and say this kind of thing, that's really heartless.
Ianya, we're very happy that we've gotten your side of the story. And we obviously, Kenya celebrates your music and your talent. And we believe that the two of you, because you're both great talents and artists that we appreciate in our country, we hope that the two of you will be able to sit down and settle your differences and help each other to grow even further.
Okay, Tina.
Yeah.
And I'll say this to Kenya. I don't have a problem with Jabba.
Hmm.
If I have a problem with Jabba, I'll be the first person to point it out. I don't have any problem with him. The truth is, you expect me to do your job that I even asked you to do before you left. You can't expect me to come to Kenya and I tell you that I'm too big for radio stations or I'm too big. And you know what Jabba made? He made a word saying that he just wants his music out there. He doesn't care about music.
Wow.
He told me, he said, go and ask Akon. Music doesn't pay bills. I said, if music doesn't pay bills, why do you think my views? It's from music. You say it doesn't need to be a big artist. You say it doesn't need to be a big artist in musical in Nigeria for him to feed. I think I'm not saying be a big artist in Nigeria. I'm just saying be relevant. Let this music
sell yourself. Be there. Let the people see you. And yeah.
Sell yourself. In December, Kalipupa was in Nigeria. He's from Africa.
Yeah.
South East were in Nigeria for two shows. They are from East Africa, right?
Yeah.
Diamond was in Nigeria in January for a show.
Yeah.
Because all these people, they are new. Maki Kizolo, all these guys come to Nigeria for shows. Sapo here from Ghana. That's because their music is here. There's a Nigerian record label that signed Victoria Kimani. She's Kenyan. So we support all of you.
Okay. Ianya.
For me, Jabba made it look like we don't support Kenyan music. We support Kenyan music now.
Thank you. Ianya, we always call you our Oreo on our show, Maisha Gioni. So if you can give us...
Don't worry, I'm coming to Kenya soon to perform Mr. Oreo for
him. Can you sing us a chorus of your new song, Gift?
Oya Gift. Oya, put up the light. I'm full of your papa, baby. Let me get lost tonight. Say you feel the wind as the breeze goes on in the entire body. That's how they catch you, all your gifts. Don't worry, I'll perform this. I'm going to come to Kenya.
Thank you. There's someone who wants to say hi to you.
Ianya. Ianya. This is gold.
Hi.
It's gold sulaga walelo achab. It's working. It's gold sulaga walelo achab. It's working with Tina.
Okay.
Yes, I wanted to tell you there are very many similarities between you and the land grabbers in Kenya.
Are you serious?
What are the similarities?
They are all telling lies.
They're telling.
Hello.
You know, Punjit Prakatash and Manjit.
Zuleka umefanya yanya kati simu.